Singing and Other Sins, a production of Hawaii Public Radio, funded by the Bauer Foundation and supporters like you. Many thanks, member supporters. I'm Gary Hickling. The focus of this edition of Singing and Other Sins is Darius Mio, who was born on September 4, 1892 in Aix-en-Provence, France, and died in 1974. His name is spelled M-I-L-H-A-U-D. You can find out a lot about him on the internet, but there are three things you really need to know for this program of Singing and Other Sins. First, he was very prolific and wrote art songs throughout his life. Second, he was French and a Jew. There are musical and political ramifications. And third, he spent time in Brazil and California. Let's get right to the songs, which is the focus of Singing and Other Sins, the only radio program in the world that focuses on art song, that combination of poetry set to music for voice and piano. Remember the French aspect of Mio? Here is a mélodie to the French poet Léo Latil, called L'Abandon. Pourquoi, pourquoi m'avez-vous abandonné? Why have you abandoned me? You can read the full French text and English translation at hawaiipublicradio.org/singingandothersins.
Je vous donne la douleur.
That was Dawn Upshaw, soprano, with Jérôme Ducroix at the piano, in Millot's L'Abandon. On this edition of Singing and Other Sins, we're all becoming acquainted with the songs of Darius Milhaud, whose birthday we're celebrating. Before preparing this program, I wasn't that familiar with his songs, and I'm really enjoying the trip. At the top, I was saying that there are three basic things to remember about Milhaud, and I've already illustrated the French aspect in song. Now let's hear Dawn Upshaw again, this time demonstrating the Jewish heritage in Chant de Nourrice, which is a Jewish cradle song.
Sur ces bancs, dans ces champs.
Don Upshaw with Jerome Ducroix in Millot's Jewish Cradle Song. Besides being French and Jewish, of which we've already heard evidence, the third important aspect of Millot is his years in Brazil. Three Songs of a Negro Woman by Millot, Mon Histoire, My Story, Abandonné, Abandoned, and Sans Feu ni Lieu, with neither hearth nor home. All three songs had a bit of the Brazilian feeling that Mio absorbed from his years there. Giorgi Dombrady was accompanied by Lambert Bumiller. On this edition of Singing and Other Sins, we're hearing the music of Darius Mio in celebration of his birthday. He was a super prolific composer, and though he wrote vocal music throughout his life, he composed many instrumental pieces as well. We'll hear Copacabana and Ipanema. Two more examples of the Brazilian influence on Mio, Copacabana and Ipanema, performed by François Chauveau. You are listening to Singing and Other Sins, and we return to Mio's songs. One of his most famous is La Tourelle, the Turtle Dove. Remember to go to hawaiipublicradio.org/singinganothersins for the translations. For those of you without internet access, you need to know that the poem ends, "You sing in this tree, I weep at its roots. Oh, my dove, my turtle dove, stay with me in my valley." We'll hear two performances of the Turtle Dove, the first with Pierre Bernac, for whom it was written, and the second by Paul de Rennes, a mélodie specialist.
Ma colombe, oh, ma tourterelle, est-ce vous dont j'entends la voix plaintive qui gémit dans les rameaux de ces ormeaux qui s'assombrissent? Dans cette fin du jour, l'air du soir était caressé par vos airs, et maintenant, dans l'arbre balancé, votre voix chante grave et pure, se mêlant au confus murmure des eaux. Ah, quelle tempête et quels orages vous ont emporté dans leur vaste univers, mon bel oiseau si fier, conduisant votre course avec celle des grands nuages vagabonds. Qu'il est pur le ciel à son zénith. Se peut-il que les vents calmés vous aient abandonné dans les rameaux de ces grands arbres? Leur feuillage hautain est confus sur le firmament. Que vous vous plaignez tristement. Quelle flèche vous a blessé, mon bel oiseau si doux? Vallée de mes larmes, voici ces tendres coteaux, ces fleurs jamais cueillies, ces rives nébuleuses qui cheminent vers l'horizon. Le soleil a laissé ses rayons dans le ciel, dans un ciel pur où palpite le vol d'autres colombes invisibles. Vous chantez sur cet arbre au pied duquel je pleure, ma colombe, ô ma tourterelle, demeurez avec moi dans ma vallée.
Ma colombe, oh ma tourterelle, est-ce vous dont j'entends la voix plaintive qui gémit dans les rameaux de ces ormeaux qui s'assombrissent? Dans cette fin du jour, l'air du soir est caressé par vos ailes, et maintenant dans l'arbre balancé, votre voix chante grave et pure, se mêlant au confus murmure des eaux. Quelles tempêtes et quels orages vous ont emporté dans leur vaste univers, mon bel oiseau si fier, conduisant votre course avec celle des grands nuages vagabonds. Qu'il est pur le ciel à son zénith. Se peut-il que les vents calmés vous aient abandonné dans les rameaux de ces grands arbres, leur feuillage hautain est confus sur le firmament, que vous vous plaigniez tristement. Quelle flèche vous a blessé, mon bel oiseau si doux? Vallée de mes larmes, Voici ces tendres coteaux, ces fleurs jamais cueillies, ces rives nébuleuses qui cheminent vers l'horizon. Le soleil a laissé ses rayons dans le ciel, dans un ciel pur où palpite le vol d'autres colombes invisibles. Vous chantez sur cet arbre au pied duquel je pleure. Ma colombe, ô ma tourterelle, demeurez avec moi dans ma vallée.
Two performances of The Turtle Dove by Millot. Just now we heard Paul de Rennes with pianist Henri Sauguet. The first recording was with Pierre Barnac, accompanied by Francis Poulenc. Interesting, in both cases, the pianist was also a famous composer. Before we hear de Rennes once more, let's sample a movement of Millot's Sonatine for Flute and Piano. The flutist was Aurel Nicolet and the pianist Oleg Meisenberg in a short movement from Millot's Sonatine for Flute and Piano. Returning to the Mélodie of Millot, which is the focus of Singing and Other Sins, we'll hear a whole set of songs called Les Soirées de Petrograd. First the Ancien Régime and then La Révolution. These evening songs of Petrograd are really brief songs. If you get distracted for a few seconds, you'll miss one. The titles of some of them are enough to get you running to your iPad for the translations at hawaiipublicradio.org/singingandothersins. Just imagine the perverse one, the undecided, and the faithless one. Anyway, here's Paul de Rennes to sing the Petrograd Evenings of Millot.
Pourquoi, princesse de ballet, refuses-tu ta bouche? Les coulisses du Châtelet sont-elles si farouches? Tu n'étais jadis à Moscou que fille de cuisine. Les chauffeurs te baisaient au cou qui sentait la benzine. Ma tourterelle, mon ami, suit des cours au gymnase. Combinant acides et bases, elle apprend la chimie. Elle sera prostituée et jettera des bombes, car le sang des reines tuées est doux à ma colombe. Le grand turc apprend ce qu'il cuit aux Kurdes en déroute. Quand le jeune Edman les poursuit par les gorges sans route. Mais son regard devient dément lorsqu'aux hordes soumises, le vainqueur changeant de chemise montre deux seins charmants. Catherine Ivanovna, ô ma douce colombe, quitte ce vieux banquier qui n'a déjà qu'odeur de tombe. On jase dans tout le district de nos mains désunies. Songe à mon cœur fidèle et strict, à sa peine infinie. Quelle était donc tentatrice lors du bal au palais d'hiver? La gorge de l'ambassadrice sous l'écharpe en tulle vert. Ce fut à son gré l'école buissonnière en plus d'un cas, sous le manteau du protocole pendant quatre mazurkas. N'écoute pas, Anastasie, ce discours qui te trouble. Repousse ces colliers d'Asie, ces bagues et ces roubles. Le bras s'empourpra l'aventure au champ de Voligny, qui sera la rouge ceinture de tes hanches unies. Qu'un jour à la gare Alexandre, rentrant de Sibérie, la foule la verra descendre du sleeping car fleuri. Eût-elle rêvé d'aventure, cet accueil amical durant sa villégiature au bord du Baïkal? Pensez-vous qu'au palais de Tauride, funeste privilège, j'évoque par ce jour torride, princesse de collège, j'oublie ouvriers et soldats, pour vos Iphigénie, et la fraîcheur de ce soda me paraît infinie. Regardez ce monsieur qui va monter en limousine et cause avec Virubova que l'on dit sa cousine. L'esprit l'a comblé de ses dons et parlant sa parole, il enchante les guéridons et charme les consoles. Plus que la vie, tu les mettrais au désespoir si tu ne venais pas ce soir au souper où je te convie. Viens, il y aura sous mon toit les plus belles de tes compagnes, des roses rouges, du champagne. Surprise pour toi.
Allonge le cou.
Short songs in that set by Millot, but full of life and character. The tenor was Paul de Rennes and the pianist Henri Sauguet in the Soirée de Petrograd. As is my wont, here are these same songs sung by Jane Barthori, who was often the soprano of choice for the French young composers of Mélodie. These 1928 recordings are special for several reasons. First, you'll hear the soprano announce the title of each song, and second, you'll be hearing the composer himself, Millot, at the piano.
L'orgueilleuse.
Eat.
Petrograd was performed by Jane Bartoli with the composer Millot at the piano. You're listening to Singing in Other Sins and a birthday tribute to Millot. Let's sample another of his instrumental works. Remember that he was one of the most prolific composers of the 20th century, writing operas, symphonies, chamber music, and, as we'll hear now, violin concertos.
Thank you.
That finale to Mio's first violin concerto was performed by Arabella Steinbacher, with Pinchas Steinberg conducting the Munich Radio Orchestra. Many thanks to Dennis Moore for the instrumental tracks you're enjoying tonight. To close this birthday tribute to Mio, we'll hear the Jewish cradle song with which we opened, but in an important 1953 vintage recording with Irma Colasi, mezzo-soprano. Soprano Irma Colasi, with André Collard piano in that 1953 recording of the first of Mio's Poème Juif, Jewish poems. This one, the Cradle Song. This has been a birthday celebration for Darius Mio on Singing and Other Sins. You can find programs from the past at the archive link on hawaiipublicradio.org/singing and other sins. Next week, you'll hear folk songs as art songs. Brahms, Bartok, even Beethoven set folk songs. This is your host and producer, Gary Hickling. Aloha.